For those of us born in the early 1990s in Pakistan, who came of age in the 2000s and entered college at the turn of the first and second decades of the new millennium, our formative years were shaped by a nation still grappling with the aftermath of a military coup and the shifting contours of a post-9/11 world order. Our civic sense came not from open dialogues, but rather through hushed conversations, censored newspapers and television broadcasts. Student unions were not a lived reality, but an almost mythical chapter our teachers recalled with reverence. For our generation, political expression felt like an inheritance that had somehow bypassed us. We were encouraged to succeed in academics and services, but seldom to interrogate the systems and structures that governed us. Fast forward two decades, and the transformation is palpable, but paradoxical. Today's youth are more informed, more connected, and arguably more courageous. They challenge gender norms, demand climate action, and question inherited power structures. Yet they do so in a civic space that is arguably even more hostile and sanitized than the one we grew up in. This new generation is not just resisting, they are reimagining. They are building alternative civic narratives not through formal political channels, which remain inaccessible or discredited, but through poetry slams, podcasts, Instagram reels, community kitchens, and digital campaigns. Their resistance is not just political, it is cultural, emotional, and deeply personal. Consider the contrast. In the early 2000s, political consciousness was a luxury, confined to drawing rooms or classrooms of privilege. Today, young people from Gilgit to Gwadar, and from Laya to Liari, are asserting their place in the national story. The language has changed, from one of obedience to one of ownership. But instead of being seen as visionaries, these youth are often treated as agitators. Student protests are dismissed as disruption, demands for inclusion are met with silence, and digital dissent is tracked with algorithms. The structures of exclusion have simply modernized. We've gone from physical censorship to digital shadow bans, from overt bans on speech to quiet manipulation of discourse. This isn't just a national crisis, it's part of a global pattern. From Bangladesh to Egypt, Turkey to Tunisia, young people are leading movements to reclaim democratic and civic space, often in the face of regimes that prefer compliance over conversation. The lesson from these global comparisons is clear: youth need not just inclusion, but influence. Cosmetic youth advisory boards and token consultations are not substitutes for real power sharing. Pakistan must move from managing youth to meaningfully engaging them. This means reforming curricula to foster critical thinking rather than rote obedience,